This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, we are very, very happy and proud to have a returning partner to the show, and get into a little bit of the story here in just a moment. But many of you remember Online Trading Academy for a number of years. It was on our show and did our TV show with CBS and Mr. John Hinkle. And unfortunately, John passed away a couple of years ago. And very unfortunate, unexpected passing. And we are thrilled, though, to have the president of Online Trading Academy now in Denver, Josh Lilquist, with us. So, Josh, thanks for being with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. I'm really glad we're back on the show and really helping people in Denver in the financial markets and the whole financial industry as a whole. So I'm really glad to be here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm so happy because I'm telling you, had such a great relationship with John and Online Trading Academy, and I am personally thrilled because I know we did help a lot of people. And we're also here to announce, hey, a new show here on Fridays during our noon to 1 hour, and it is going to be with Josh and myself from time to time, but Investing and Trading Live. It will be here every Friday from noon to 1 right here on KLZ 560, so I hope you'll stay tuned and listen to those broadcasts as well. Well, Josh, let's let our listeners know a little bit about you, your family, where you're from, kind of how you got into being a president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, kind of the northern part of Minnesota, small town, and it just probably like a lot of people listening too, just never really understood the financial markets. Nobody really talked about it growing up. You know, living in a small town, it's you did construction or construction.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of those things where, so there's one of those things I really wanted to get into. And so I got involved with Online Trading Academy about 8 years ago and just really started. I got introduced actually to trading investing from a friend at the gym that I worked out at. And he was a nice guy. He was talking about how he was trading and investing. And it just really intrigued me. And I always thought about it, just never really knew how to get started. Just like most people, it's like, where do you start? What do you do? Where do you go and stuff like that? So I kind of picked his brain and he was kind of showing me a few different things on what he was doing. And we talked about trading a lot. We got into it a lot, but I just still didn't really understand the markets. And quite frankly, he didn't really either. Now that I know more about it, and it's kind of crazy because that's what a lot of people do, is people know a little bit and they try to help other people. But without the right education, what really happens is you're all in the dark. And without that, you're making the wrong investing decisions. And that's what had happened right away. And when I first got into the markets, is I didn't really know what I was doing. And you're kind of guessing and stuff like that. So I got involved with Online Trading Academy, as I mentioned, about 8 years ago. And I kind of just fell into it and started answering phones and stuff like that. And just really, it's been something that it was either sports or investing and trading. Right. And obviously, my sports career is done. That's been done a long time ago. You know how the knees go and the back go after
a
while.
Yes, I do.
But it was, one thing that I kept learning and getting into Online Trading Academy, and they really taught me a lot about how the market actually works, how it functions, whether it's trading as like a short-term income strategy or long-term wealth strategies. So just being around Online Trading Academy and the community has really helped me understand and start to navigate the financial markets much, much better.
Absolutely. And I tell you, again, just looking back at the years that we've spent with Online Trading Academy, it's such a the first few times I went over and just kind of saw classes, just the environment of people, and it surprised me, really, just the variation of ages that were there, men, women, reasons why people were there. So take a minute and kind of tell us just a little bit about, you know, who comes to these classes, and we'll kind of talk about the classes here in a minute, but who's comes to these classes?
Yeah, so we have classes right here in Denver, and really, as you mentioned, all types of people come to these classes. Really anybody that wants to get into the market. So we see people that have never traded before, have never invested before, and want to get started, whether they're in their, you know, in the teens up to their 90s. I've seen people come into their 90s because it's never too late to learn how to trade and invest, sure. Especially if you have a financial future that you want to build. Because as we're seeing right now with inflation, things are not getting any cheaper. So we see all types of ages, all types, you know, whether it's males, females coming in. We're actually seeing a lot more females coming in lately because I believe a lot of the stats are showing more of the women are controlling a lot of the money. And so everybody really needs to understand how the financial markets work. So really, we see a whole basket of people that coming in. We have people come in that from a lot of construction workers come in to these investing classes at the academy. You know, doctors, truck drivers, nurses, really any profession, because a lot of people actually think, and you know, you might think this too, is as you people think you need a financial education or a financial degree to get in the markets. You actually don't, and that's what we really provide is education in these classes that we'll talk about later to learn how to get in the markets, learn how to do it safely, but also to do that confidently.
All right. If you're just joining us, Josh Lilquist is with us, president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver. I hope you'll join us now every Friday, noon to 1, for investing and trading live with Josh. And I'll be joining those from time to time as well. And we're just, as I mentioned in the opening, we are just thrilled to have online trading back with us. And I'm telling you, if you have been searching and trying to figure out what you can do for your financial outlook, I hope you'll give online trading a chance to earn your trust in your business. And that's what we're going to do through these shows, give you a chance to get to know Josh. And we're going to tell you about some classes here in just a few minutes. So, Josh, what are there characteristics that make up a good student for Online Trading Academy? I mean, what do you kind of look for what you found that makes a good student?
Yeah, we really look for a few different things. And the first one would be being coachable, because what we teach, it's nothing you're going to find online, you know, the University of YouTube, all that garbage that's out there. By the way, just so our listeners know, be very careful with what you watch and what you listen to online. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, follow my strategy, you're going to make $1 billion tomorrow. It's not really realistic, right? So you have to be coachable or willing to learn. And we actually have about 60 instructors at the academy, and a lot of them came from the floors of the exchanges, you know, New York Stock Exchange, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Chicago Board of Options, and that's who's teaching our classes. So you had to be willing to learn something a little bit different, right? Because if you think about this, most people struggle with their finances. I mean, I believe the stat is 5% of people are actually financially secure. And so you have to be willing to do things differently, not like the public. So you got to be coachable.
Right.
Another thing that you really need is you have to have discipline. So for example, you know, we have a step-by-step strategy to get in the financial markets. And I mean, just like if you're going to drive somewhere, if you have that GPS that's guiding you where to go, and if you don't follow that GPS, you're probably not going to reach your destination. So you have to be disciplined and follow a step-by-step process or a step-by-step plan, and just follow that to get to the decisions that you want to make in the financial markets. And the third one, which I actually think is probably the most important, is being decisive. Because in trading investing, you have to take advantage of opportunities. You know, the old acronym or the word POUR. The definition of POUR is actually passing over opportunities regularly. Wow. So you have to take action when you have opportunities. You know, when you have opportunities to buy something, you have to hit the buy button. We have the opportunity to sell it. You have to be able to sell it, and that really removes those emotions. So when you're coachable, learn a plan, you're disciplined, you follow that plan, all you got to do is be able to be decisive and click that button, because that's a great thing about trading investing is it's just a click of a button away. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the upcoming segments here, but those are some of the characteristics that we're really looking for in people at the academy. And these can all be trained and coached as well if some people struggle with that.
Okay, great. Now, we've mentioned a class here. We probably have everybody on the edge of their seats these first 10 minutes. So kind of tell us about the class and what folks can learn there.
Yeah, well, really, they can learn, I mean, a lot of things. It's about a two-hour class, and these are physical classes at our academy right here in Denver. And what we teach is how the market actually works, how it functions, how to buy, how to sell. We get into all the different asset classes. Everybody knows stocks, which are a phenomenal asset to get into. There's other markets that are out there, and we'll kind of dive into these a little bit later.
Okay.
But you have the futures market, the Forex market, you have the options market, and you even have the crypto market. That's a pretty hot topic these days.
Boy, for sure.
So we have education and content on all of them. There's leverage involved. There's different times of day. So that's, you know, a couple of things that we start the investing class off with is how the market works, and then these other assets that might be beneficial to other people, because everybody has a different goal or objective. And that's another thing too, is what is your goal? What is your objective in the market? And we try to discover that during this investing class and really kick that off to where you are now, where do you want to be, and then how do you bridge that gap?
Absolutely. So how can folks attend?
Well, it's simple. We've made things really simple these last couple of years. Everybody likes ease. So we have a text in where people can text in, and they're going to receive two tickets for an investing class. And these are classes, like I said, right here in Denver. And you also, when they text in and register for this class, by the way, it's free, they're going to receive a quick start kit, which actually has some information and content to help people get started right away. So they can text right now. So if you get your phones ready, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210. And that's for two tickets. So most people actually bring their spouse or significant other, or a lot of people are actually bringing their kids in with as well.
Wow.
So we actually encourage that. We encourage family, because they really don't teach financial education in schools. They just don't do that, or even college. So we actually encourage that. So you can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for this investing class locally right here in Denver. So Scott, a couple things I want to cover on the next segment here. I want to get into some different income strategies that the markets, you know, have the, you know, people have the opportunity to get into.
Okay.
And these different assets that I had mentioned just recently with futures, Forex, options, I want to describe those a little bit so people can see what those are and what are some of the opportunities for income strategies in the financial markets.
Great. Josh Lilquist was with us, president of online trading in Denver. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and we'll be right back.
Rates just keep going up, making it harder to buy or refinance a home. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Make your 30-year payment, but own your home in 15 years, all while paying half the interest. Have access to your equity for 30 years without having to refinance and pay more fees. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. There are thousands of customers taking advantage of this simple interest loan. It's times like this when you can really save in your interest costs and pay less. Go to AIMortgage.net and see our Google reviews about the asset manager mortgage. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Get up to 90% loan to value and up to $2 million in loan amount, all at the same rate as a $100,000 loan. Whether you want a condo, second home, investment, or cash out, all come with the same rate. No more paying higher fees and higher rates. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Pay less interest and own your home faster. Call 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
What's in a name? For Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the name perfectly describes the state-of-the-art veterinary medical facility that we trust. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, trust is why we have chosen Lone Tree Vet for all of our pets' medical needs. They provide a wide variety of medical and surgical services and utilize state-of-the-art methods, protocols, and technology. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, you can trust the medical team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. We all know that making the decision for our pets to have a medical or surgical procedure is not always an easy one, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they understand the hesitation and anxiety that accompany leaving a pet for any type of procedure. Whether it's a spay or neuter surgery, a laparoscopic surgery, or a complex orthopedic surgery, the professional team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is dedicated to making your pet feel comfortable and special. If your pet needs medical care, call 303-708-8050 today. That's 303-708-8050. And for more information, visit them online at LoneTreeVet.com.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. My name is Josh Lilquist, and boy, we had a good time in that first segment talking about, you know, a lot of people that are looking and preparing for retirement, different techniques and strategies on how to do that, but also get to those golden years and not spending those golden years at the Golden Arches. If you did miss seats for that that free investing class that we do locally at our academy, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing right now to the number 210-210. This free investing class is for those people that they're not sure if trading investing is what they're looking for, and they want to dip their toe in. They want to see what it's all about. If you're brand new and you want to say, hey, how does the market work? How does it actually function? And what are some of the opportunities out there? This class is for you. We do have another class for people that know they want to get into the financial markets. By the way, to get into that free class, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. But for this other class, I have a three-day class that we offer here at the Academy. And this is a three-day class with one of our professional instructors diving into the strategies, the techniques, supply and demand, what that looks like. We talk about that every single week. They dive into what futures is, Forex, options, stocks, why you would trade those, how to fit that in your proper investment plan for your everyday lifestyle. So if you work during the day, you work in the evening, how to get into the markets confidently. So to get into this class, it's a three-day class. We have them a couple per month, and you can call right now for two seats. This is a $99 class. You can call 888-682-6466. That's call 888-682-6466 for two seats. This is for $99. So you can, most people bring their spouse with. That's why we allow two seats when you call in right now for this three-day deep dive into the financial markets. So when you call in, make sure that's what you mention, that you want that three-day class for $99. Call 888-682-6466. So Al, we talked about a couple different things in that last segment about, you know, people that are looking to get into the market, and you really need to keep your investment strategy simple. So many people can make things complicated. TV makes it complicated on how the market actually works. How the market actually works is actually fairly simple. It's just you're being trained and conditioned to put your hands up and just walk away because people are like, I don't know how it works. Well, let's change that today, Al. So that being said, you help a lot of people create a plan and an investment strategy that's proper, that's what is custom for them based off their time, their schedule, their capital, you know, when they work. I want you to talk about how do you create that plan And how do you actually customize that for each person specifically?
Yeah, actually, without a plan, Josh, I think you're probably going to be more of a gambler in the markets, and you're going to be guessing and hoping that things turn out. A proper plan should do a couple of things. One is, in that first segment, I mentioned that the real key to being successful is identifying what direction price is going to go for anything you're looking at investing in, and then how far is it going to go to provide a profit for you. That's part of a proper plan. But the other part also is the goal should be to eliminate the fear of losing. So when your strategy gives you a signal to take a trade, it's done without hesitation. You have to be decisive to be successful in these markets. You know, and I think when I know one of my students is going to be successful is when they come in my office and they say to me, you know what, I'm okay with losing because I know my losers are going to be small, mm-hmm. my winners will be big, and I don't have to win every trade. You know, a proper strategy should show you how to develop a proper reward to risk ratio. So the more you manage that risk, the fewer winning trades you need to take.
So what does that mean, though? So reward to risk ratio. So that means, does that mean you, so you mentioned you don't have to be right every time.
Correct.
Which nobody is. So are you saying your wins are maybe two times, three times your losers? So let's just say, for an example, if you're right 30% of the time, you should do well or be okay?
You can. What we do when we are teaching our students how to trade is to have them start out by looking at a minimum of a 3-to-1 reward to risk ratio. That should be a minimum. Doesn't mean that that's what you will end up with. It could be more than that. Maybe a few times a little less. But if you look at the 3-to-1, it means you can be wrong 75% of the time and break even.
So that
that's confidence.
Yeah, and that means you're a baseball player. If you hit 300, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Right.
I like that.
Yeah, so don't let that keep you from being a trader or investor, but get the right education so you know how to use that reward to risk ratio properly. And part of the way that that's successful is using a strategy that's going to show you or help you identify the direction price is going to go, and then the profit, that's how far it's going to go from where it turns to where your profit target should be. That's the profit that you will realize in that particular trade.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because as a baseball player, as I mentioned, you hit 300, you're in the Hall of Fame, and people are like, well, that's normal. Well, in the markets, it's the same thing, but it's consistency. You look at Derek Jeter, he retired from the New York Yankees. You know, some of our fans are on here, Colorado fans, and especially Minnesota fans, probably might not like that very much. But the fact of the matter is, he's going to be a Hall of Fame shortstop I think he played 18 years or many, many years because he was consistently right around that 300 mark. I believe he was in the 298 mark, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look that up for you guys. But it's just a consistent strategy with big wins and small losses.
Right.
And not that home run or not that lottery ticket. And that's what some people think. It's actually a lottery ticket to be doing well. Well, as long as you keep your winners bigger, your losers smaller, and build consistency on the market, that's the plan for success.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of listeners, Al, that are looking for that plan, that need help with that plan. You actually explain what that plan is in these free investing classes that we do local at our academies. So people, to get started, all you have to do is text in for 2 seats for this free class. In that class, you're also going to get some free stock picks and a financial quick start kit that has those free stock picks. So text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for 2 seats for this free investing class local right here at our academy. So with a plan, Al, you're alluding to that plan for success.
Mm-hmm.
And success is different for everybody. I think we talked about this a little bit last week. Some people it's monetary. Some people it's lifestyle. Some people want more time with their families. So what does trading investing give you as a person? And that's part of that plan is discovering that. What are you looking for in the markets? Do you need more time? Are you tired of working, you know, 1, 2, 3 jobs, or even working one job but 60 hours a week? We see a lot of people, you know, very well-off people work a lot of hours.
Sure.
And they are looking to kind of dial back. So how do you create and help people, and stay on this topic of a plan, have a plan for more income strategies during those working years?
Yeah, well, first of all, that plan, look at taking a trip. When you're going to take a vacation, do you just get in your car and start driving without any goal in mind, not knowing where you're going to end up? Probably not. And the same thing is true in investing and trading. You need to have a goal. Where do you want to end up? Where's your destination? Once you identify that, then you can look at the right assets, the right strategies to plug in to help you get to that point. And for a lot of people, it means generating additional cash right now, especially now with inflation at 40-year highs. The cost of everything has gone up, and that's really impacted a lot of people in how they live, what their lifestyle is, what their future lifestyle is going to be. And one way to make sure that you have the freedom to make choices you want to do and get to that destination is to be able to generate additional income. That is not the kind of strategy that Wall Street is putting people in. That is more of a long-term strategy. It's something that you're told this is a buy and hold situation where your portfolio should be held on to for 10 or 20 years. You've got this time so you can go through corrections and crashes, and after a 15, 20, 30-year time period, you should be up. Your portfolio should be up in value. Well, what if you need money now? What if the bills that you are receiving every day or every week are exceeding the money that's coming in? And we talked about this before, Josh, where over 60% of the people in this country live paycheck to paycheck, and that includes 49% of the people that make over $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that additional income component is really critical at this particular time. And really what it comes down to is you want to have your money make money for you. You want to spend the money that your money is making, not the money that you're making, because that's going to run out. So how do you do that? How do you generate income maybe off of the money that you have, off of the investments you have? Or how do you use the right investments to create that additional cash? First of all, they have to be short-term in nature. In other words, you get in and you get out in a relatively short period of time. For some people, that can be just a few days. For some people, it could be a few weeks or a few months, but not decades, not a few decades. And there are assets and strategies that are used for that. We talk about the financial markets. Most people think we're just talking about stock or bonds. That's what they know. That's what they're familiar with. But there are other components to it. You've got, you know, real estate's part of the financial markets, but you've also got the futures market, the foreign exchange market, the options market. Those can be used for short-term and mid-term cash generation. And those are strategies that not only are short-term in nature, but they also have one really huge benefit, and that's leverage. You know, you can put a portfolio together where for every dollar you invest in something, you are going to buy a dollar's worth of something. That's what the typical public trader investor does. But what if you could invest in something that your dollar had a multiple? So every dollar you invested maybe would allow you to participate in something worth $100,000 or $50,000. What about returns? Well, the assets that we're talking about, those leveraged assets, the short-term assets, also have high potential reward compared to just looking at individual stocks. Just kind of as a rule of thumb, if you're looking at options, if you do options, which is it's a contract on an underlying, in other words, like a stock, you can do an options contract on a particular stock or an index. And if that stock is up 10%, rule of thumb is that the option will probably be up 100% or more. So, I mean, just look at the difference in the kinds of returns you can get, the potential returns you can get, if you know how to use these assets and know when to use them. And each person may be a little different as to which one is most beneficial to them. But again, it gets down to make money off of the money that you're making. Spend the money that you're making off of your money, not the money that you're earning, because that's going to run out at some point in time. And also, the sooner you start doing this and the sooner you have additional cash either to spend or invest, especially from an investing standpoint, you can take advantage of the power of compounding. Really, what we're talking about there in very simple terms is that every dollar invested today becomes a generator of new dollars. So look at each dollar is kind of like a little money machine that over the course of time can double, triple, quadruple. Maybe a dollar now in 20 or 30 years becomes $1,000. That's the power of compounding. But in order to do that, you have to have the additional cash to invest. That's where these strategies come in. And that's why the majority of the students that come to these classes, Josh, end up wanting to learn more about and learn how to invest in futures, forex, and options. and they realize that for a lot of them, equities, stocks are probably not the best asset for them to be trading.
Yeah, it's just more opportunities that are out there that most people don't even know. We talk a lot about the TV and what that shows. It's showing people what they want the public to do. So those are great topics, you know, using leverage, being more efficient with your capital, you know, strategies to do that. But also 24-hour markets, futures and Forex open 24 hours a day. So if people work during the day, they have the opportunity to trade at night. And going back to my baseball reference, I wanted to clarify, Derek Jeter's average was 310 over his lifetime, having about 3,465 hits over his career. Mm-hmm. And only 260 home runs. To put this in perspective, Derek Jeter's in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame. He had 762 home runs. So there's probably some other reasons why he's not in the Hall of Fame, but great baseball player. And he only had 2,935 hits. So consistency in the stock market and in the markets is what get people more longevity in the markets. And that's why Derek Jeter played so long. He had more consistency. You know, he was consistent with his hitting and just an overall stand-up guy. So that being said, I want to make sure people get tickets to this investing class. Congratulations to everybody that's texted in right now. A lot of people texting in for this free class. Big topic this week. Text the word right now, investing. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. This is for two seats for this free investing class. To learn more about these leveraged assets, stocks, options, futures, Forex, what you can do in a 24-hour market, how to trade in the evening. So then potentially you have an income strategy at night. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats right now. Coming up next, stay tuned. We're going to talk about retirement strategies, 401k and IRA, and how to live those golden years away from the golden arches. This is Josh and Al. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Investing in Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy, teaching people just like you how to trade, how to invest, how to get started with the markets. Also, if you've been in the markets for many, many years and just looking for more consistency, Online Trading Academy has content and education on how to get to that promised land. We did miss seats for this free investing class. We do a free investing class locally here, and they're about 2 hours. We have them during the week. We have them on the weekends. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this free class. Also, when you get registered for this class, when you text in right now, you're going to receive a financial quick start kit. In this kit, there's topics on how to get started, how to have more consistency, but also a little free stock pick in there as well. So make sure to get that financial quick start kit when you register for this class by texting the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So Al, we've been talking about some different techniques and strategies. We talked about how to keep trading and investing simple in the financial markets. There's so much clutter that people are seeing out there. It's just confusing people. And what happens to confuse people? They do nothing. So they don't reach their income goals, which we talked about in the last segment, but they also do not reach their retirement goals. Now, when we talk about retirement, it's that time of your life where you want to be able to enjoy things. You want to be able to spend time with the kids, spend time with the grandkids, maybe go to different sporting events. Maybe it's travel. So there's different reasons on what retirement, or different, I guess, definitions on what retirement is for some people. Some people say, hey, I'll never retire. But there are things that you'll want to do at that time. Maybe it's, you know, doing something to stay occupied, because you can't do nothing at retirement. And that's sometimes, I think, what a lot of people think retirement is doing nothing. So let's talk about how to use the market. So if people are struggling to get to retirement and they don't have enough, you got to have the right 401k and the right IRA strategies based on where you're at now and then where you want to be. So in that last segment, we talked about that more of having a plan for income strategies. Let's talk about that plan with retirement strategies, with 401ks and IRAs. And Al, how do you help people here at the Academy? Let's just say somebody has a retirement account. They have some in there. Maybe they have a little bit in there. Maybe it's $100,000, $200,000, maybe a half million, you know, small accounts. And they want to be able to increase that because they know $100,000 is not going to be enough to retire on. $500,000 is not going to be enough to retire on for most people. How do you help people start a consistent strategy and a plan to be able to have that opportunity to have enough during those retirement years?
Yeah, well, you know what? The numbers that we're seeing now from a lot of advisors is people might need $3 million to retire comfortably. Okay. But the bottom line is that you have to decide what you want your retirement to look like. Most retirement plans look at what you have now, look at an average rate of return, and then tell you, basically tell you how you're going to live in retirement. What we prefer to do is start out with how you want to live in retirement and then look at what the necessary rate of return is to get to that point. And it's going to vary from person to person. Some people may be right up there and you don't need to do much. Some people need to catch up, and that means getting a higher rate of return. That means different strategies, maybe using different assets, doing things that maybe you haven't done before because no one has taught you how to do that. Most people, they rely on a 401k or a 403b or some kind of an IRA for their retirement, to achieve their retirement goals. Unfortunately, a lot of people now are just relying on Social Security to do that. But this is interesting. Vanguard just came out with this report. They said this last year for them, for their clients, it was a banner year for money going into 401ks. So people were putting a lot of money in. One of the reasons was that automatic enrollment plans were put into place, and then there was a contribution escalation. So here's what happened, Josh. In this last year, people have been putting more money into something that has been underperforming.
Crazy.
Most people in this last year are down maybe 25 to 30, 35% in their 401k returns. So you're encouraged to put money into something that now is losing money. And it's not just the performance. Money is being taken away in the form of fees. You have limited choices. In fact, those choices are typically not the best performing. Most of them are mutual funds. And what we know is that 80 to 90% of the mutual funds underperform the index that they're pegged to. They have no protection strategies that you can easily use, and you're really getting no help. So people are putting money into something that really is probably not the most ideal plan, but it's something. So we're not saying don't put money into a 401k. The best part of a 401k, there's two things I think are really great. One is it forces people to put money aside that they might otherwise not do.
Which means save.
Which means saving. And the other one is the match. If you get an employer match, that is free money. That's something you have to take advantage of. But then you're encouraged to continue to put more money in after that match into, again, that strategy that has all those negatives to it. Why not look at setting up an IRA, a self-directed IRA, so you can have assets and use strategies that will benefit you in an up market, a down market, a sideways market. You can have protection on your assets. You can use those leveraged assets that give you the ability to, you know, increase the potential returns with limited risk. that leverage is going to be huge, not only while you're building for retirement, while you are in retirement, because you can take a small amount of what you have in a retirement account and still participate in something that is maybe quite large. But also, if you're not retired yet, preparing for retirement is important, but so is enjoying your life before you retire. That's where that income those income strategies, I think, are so beneficial. It can help you before you retire. You can use those same strategies when you go into retirement.
Yeah. What's crazy is almost, if you think about it, the psychology of how people are, they have, you know, people are willing and okay, think about this, with losing 20 to 30% of their portfolio. They feel it's normal. They feel like they're everybody else because everybody's losing money in their accounts right now. But that's not okay. But you're trained and conditioned to think it is. I was having a conversation with a friend this was a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about, you know, I lost about 30% in their account. And I said, well, what are you doing about it? Oh, nothing. I said, you're okay with spending. Just think of your account spending. You're spending money in that account. Think about that for a second. It's losing, well, let's call it spending. Let's say you have a $100,000 account, $20,000. People are spending or losing, same thing, but they're not willing to spend a little bit of time to protect that. And it's because you've been conditioned from so many years, from a young age, to just let it sit in there, and you're in it for the long haul. And that's the problem is if we have a retirement crisis, if you're listening right now, and if you feel we have a retirement crisis, if people are struggling to retire, look at your family, your maybe parents or grandparents or friends of friends, and people are retiring and struggling at those times because we have inflation, they have less money, so they can't do the things that they want to do. So you're being conditioned to think it's okay. Well, let's stop that. Let's stop that thought process of it's okay to lose money in the markets. It's not okay to lose 20 to 35% in those accounts because you need a much higher rate of return to get back to where you were already at. But the biggest thing that you lose is what most people don't think about is time.
Right.
You lose that time because you cannot get that back. That's the investment time. So let's change that. You know, we have these free investing classes at our academies here. And these classes, we really dive into the 401k strategy, the IRA strategy, you know, how that actually works, because you're saving right now, which is a phenomenal thing. But if you're putting money into an account and it's just disappearing, there are other ways and other strategies to do that. And that's what we get into in these investing classes, is what are those strategies? What can you do as an alternative to like your IRA or 401k, but also you're not required to have somebody manage that. Because think about this, if the market's going down 20 to 30% and you have a money manager taking a portion of that out because they're quote unquote fee, but also if Al was talking about underperforming funds, well, you're kind of set up to lose in a way. Come into one of these investing classes, see how this works, be introduced to these strategies to protect those portfolios in down markets, but then have the opportunity to grow those and at your rate of return that you need at retirement time. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats for this investing class. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this class. You're also going to receive a financial quick start kit, which will help you get started right away. So, Al, you mentioned earlier about the self-directed IRA. I really want to get into how that works and how to get that started in the next segment, because we have a lot of people that are losing money in their accounts this year. And they know it's happening. They're not okay with that, but they haven't done anything about that. I want to help our listeners start to do something about that. I want to get into how to create an IRA or self-directed IRA, have your best interest, and how to get to those golden years with them in a much more comfortable way. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this investing class at our local academies. This is Josh and Al, Investing with Trading Live. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. I am your host, Josh Lilquist, and boy, we've had a lot of different topics on the show here today. We've talked about how to keep things simple in trading and investing, how people are conditioned to trade and invest, and then different investment plans or proper investment plans, whether it's for your working years or retirement years. And that could be income strategies and wealth strategies during both of those times. And we had a lot of people texting in for this free investing class. Congratulations to those of you that have got set up for this class. It's a two-hour class at our local academy. It's a hands-on physical place to go and a community of like-minded people, traders and investors, to help you get started in the markets. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this class. When you text in, you're going to receive a text that'll give you an option with a couple dates. Pick that date, and then you're also going to get a call from one of our associates to make sure we have the right date and time for you, and make sure we got the right schedule so we make that work on your time. So, Al, in that last segment, we talked about 401k plans, you know, how that works, what's happening. You know, obviously, they're down big on the year. Mm-hmm. We talked about how to spend a little bit of time to have the opportunity to protect those. And that's one of the things I really want to make sure our listeners know is don't be okay with losing 20 to 30% basically think of that as spending. Why don't you spend a little bit of time and learn these strategies to protect what you have, but also to grow those during those retirement years? And you had mentioned an alternative to having somebody, quote unquote, manage your funds. We'll call it holding your funds, because that's all they're really doing. They're selling you funds and just keeping you in the market so they can collect fees. That's how the model works, right? So you mentioned self-directing an IRA, or I should say self-managing.
Let's call it self-managed.
Self-managed an IRA. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about how to kind of start that and create that, because we can, you know, anybody can go open an account.
Right.
And there's a way to do that, and it's just a proper way. And that's what you help a lot of people do here at Online Trading Academy, is have the opportunities that work best for them. So how do you create a self-managed IRA? And what are some of the techniques and strategies that you can apply in those to have better opportunities?
Well, like you said, it's easy to set one of those up. Almost every brokerage firm will let you set up a self-managed IRA where you don't pay any fees. So right away, you're eliminating one of the biggest drawdowns to what you could have in retirement. And then what we do is we help you decide how to structure those self-managed accounts. What are you going to put in there? What kind of assets are you going to have? In your 401ks and your 403bs, you have very limited choices. And again, as I mentioned before, most of those choices are very mediocre in their ability to provide returns. So in your self-managed IRA, you can use futures, you can use Forex, you can use options, you can trade stock, you could trade mutual funds if you want to. But after talking to us, I don't think you will want to. But you have those choices. You right now in your 401k or 403b, you only benefit if the market goes up. In your self-managed account, you have the potential to benefit if the market goes up. If it goes down or if it goes sideways, you can have protection on your assets. The potential there for you to have a glorious retirement is much greater. Right now, if you have if you're relying on Social Security, you can't control that. If you have a pension, that may be in trouble because most of them are underwater, but most people don't have pensions anymore. So the only thing you really can control is whatever kind of retirement savings you have. Limited control in your 401k, limited choices, an IRA opens that up and really provides some fantastic opportunities for you. You know, I mentioned that Vanguard study before where they said more people were saving. Even with that, the median account size is $35,345. I also mentioned that they thought maybe $3 million would be necessary. That's a far cry from $3 million. Even the people that are 65 and older, their median balance is $87,725. How long is that going to last in retirement? Yeah. A few years?
Let me ask you this, Al, because I think what if somebody listening right now is between 55 and 65? Mm-hmm. Is it too late?
Absolutely not. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late to learn how to benefit from what the market is providing. There are all sorts of opportunities out there. If you're not participating, if you're not benefiting financially, it's not because the opportunities aren't there. It's because you don't know how to take advantage of those opportunities. We know that for Wall Street, their business model is to have you put together a portfolio and then hold on to it for years. There was an article that came out in Barron's that talked about what the greatest risk in retirement is: longevity risk. People don't know how to determine how long they're going to live, but volatility is one of the things that concerns people. Volatility is going to make a challenge to the amount of money you have in your savings. But according to this article, they said, yes, while volatility can test your savings, it also means that because you live longer, market volatility isn't as much of a threat as they might fear, because a 20-year investment horizon in retirement generally allows for time to ride out the market's short-term declines. In other words, let's say, I lost 50% this year, but it's no big deal. I'll make it back in the next 20 years. I'll only be 90, but then I'll really start to live. I mean, that you don't look at going into retirement with that longevity that maybe a 20-year-old did. So we know you're going to have corrections during your lifetime. We know you're going to go through bear markets. So you have to know how to protect your assets. And since we're going to have those corrections in bear markets and there are ways of benefiting during them, why would you not want to learn that? You know, to consistently grow your assets, it's important to have the proper opportunities in all three directions with your 401k. It's only one. So the sooner you get that IRA, that self-managed IRA set up, the sooner you can start to benefit from all of the things that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and I've been meeting with a lot of people, and I know you have as well, that have great jobs, do really well financially as far as their income stream, but it's just not enough to save. So people are doing well, and if that median average, that median income or retirement savings is $35,000, you can't live off of that. Right. So when you quit your job, retire, you have nothing to live off. So I mean, great people coming into these classes that do well, but they just don't save enough. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about in these investing classes how to have that opportunity, and it's never too late. Text the word investing right now to the number 210-210 for two seats for this class. Text investing to the number 210-210. Al, we've been talking a lot about this investing class. I want you to explain, because you teach a lot of these. What can somebody learn in this free class?
Well, I think that our primary goal is for you to come out of this class with the realization that the markets are either the right thing for you to participate in, or maybe they aren't. And probably for some people, they shouldn't try to do this on their own. But if the potential is there for you and you don't take advantage of it, you're letting some great opportunities pass you by. You know, people might say, well, look, I only got that $35,000, $36,000 in a retirement account. I can't make any money off of that. You know what? With the assets we're talking about, the leveraged assets, at least one of them, you can benefit off of something you don't even own. The opportunity is there to have higher returns with less risk if you know what you're doing. So that's the key, is to not give up, to have a positive attitude. If that's the case, if you can come into this with a positive attitude, we're going to give you the tools and the resources and the knowledge to be able to use that. And if you're going to go into retirement or if you're in retirement, either way, you have to have an income component. You know, if you're still working and you're paying your bills, you need maybe some more income. When you're in retirement, the income from your job's gone. So now you need to have income from a different source, and that can be from these markets.
Yeah, I like, you know, I do a little stuff on Viola social media, and there's Instagram, there's a place I follow, and it's more on inspirational things and quotes and stuff like that, because I really like quotes. And here's a really good one I just was just looking at, and it's life is short, so take risks. I'm going to add a little bit here, but keep them small. You enter the world with nothing, and you leave the world with nothing. You have literally nothing to lose. That's why it's important to do different things. Be inspired to try different things. Don't let somebody else talk you out of something just because it's not what they're doing, or they don't want you to because maybe they don't want you to be more successful than them. Do things and then be happy that you did them. Be inspired. Come into one of these investing classes, and you'll see these opportunities that are out there. The old acronym, I guess it's a word, it's the word POUR. You know what that really means? It's passing over opportunities regularly. We have this opportunity for people that want to get into these in these markets, hopefully have the opportunity to live those years, that lifestyle that you're looking for. Some people it's monetary, some people it's a lifestyle. See what those opportunities are and see if it's right for you. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for an investing class to get started. Text the word investing to the number 210. Al, let's hear today's OTA tip of the week.
Well, you know what we find, Josh, is too many people just follow other people. They don't want to, you know, step ahead and make choices and be a leader. If you follow the herd, that's what you're doing, you're going to get what the herd gets. In the first half of 2022, the herd lost trillions of dollars. In 2000 and between 2007 and 2009, the herd lost trillions of dollars. You know, those that chose a different path, though, and had the courage to do what it takes to outperform the herd did very well during those years. Often success means not following the herd. Successful people do what it takes to be successful, which often means doing something different, something you haven't done before.
I like that. I mean, you just kind of made me think of a movie that I think everybody has watched as they were growing up, or maybe even still watch it once in a while, and it's The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And do you remember that lion?
Sure.
The lion didn't have that courage, but eventually he did, didn't he?
He did.
He got that courage, and he was inspired to do things differently, And you know what? Have the courage to do things differently. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for an investing class to get started. As always, same time, same place next week. Until then, retire young, my friends.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.